There was a bit of a fascinating response when we first published this portfolio by Michael Berman. And that was a number of photographers, number of readers, sent us emails saying, oh, but you should know about person X who does this work and is well known for this work. And actually, we received a number of different emails along that line with a number of different photographers referenced. So evidently, this is a kind of work, a style of work, a subgenre, I guess I would call it, of work that is practiced by a number of photographers, many of whom have established a reputation within the boating community as being the boating photographer or the sailboat photographer. And Michael Berman wasn't that fellow. Somehow, the implication was that by publishing Michael Berman's work, we had selected someone for lens work who was not at the top of the list, that there were other photographers who were more famous, more accomplished, etc., doing this kind of work. There's a premise behind that train of thought that I find a little problematic, and that is, why can there not be a number of accomplished photographers? And just because there's one person who is well-known or famous for a genre, does that mean no one else should do it? Should no one else be photographing Yosemite because Ansel Adams did it? Should no one else be photographing the landscape because Ansel Adams did it? Should no one be photographing in black and white because Ansel Adams did it? Should no one be photographing on planet Earth because Ansel Adams did it? You see my point. We can slice and dice this business about who's best forever, and I'm not sure that it leads anywhere productive. I think Michael Berman's photographs are just terrific. We were excited to publish them. We were proud to publish them because they are wonderful photographs. That other people have also found this subject matter wonderful is terrific. It's a compliment to Michael Berman that he's tapped into something that is more than just his personal, unique, solitary world of interest, that he's tapped into something that other people are interested in too. By the same token, I never hear anyone complain that someone should stop making music because the Beatles have already done it, or because Beethoven has already done it, or whatever the case may be. Art is something that is a participatory event for those people who choose to make it. And I think it doesn't serve art well for those of us in the stands to start throwing stones because someone is not the best at something. There always will be a person who is the best at something, but in the first place, that's likely to change as tastes change, etc. And in the meantime, everyone else who's accomplishing it at an extremely high level shouldn't be dismissed as second rate. And certainly that goes for Michael Berman, whose photographs, I think, are absolutely wonderful. And that he's not famous for this work did not diminish one iota my appreciation of what he had accomplished.